Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Tzadi Ches. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph, a top line on Reish Samech Vav, the page after 530. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, Ir Shehukva V'Achakach Yoshva, a city that was surrounded with a wall, and then it was inhabited. People moved in later. Moded in Lami Mekom Yeshivasa. So then we're going to measure the Tchum from the place where the people are living, not from the wall, because that's considered not Hukvah Fadira. But if it was Yoshva V'Achaga Hukvah, but if it was first settled in, people were living there first, and then it was surrounded by a wall, that's considered Hukvah Fadira, and then the din is Moded in Lami Chomasa. Then we'll measure the Tchum from the walls. Says the Mishaburis of Katan and Gimel, V'Achaga Yoshva, if the wall was surrounding the city first and then people lived in it, ve'inam yusheves kula rachoma, in order for there to be an afkamina, it has to be that the wall is beyond where the houses are. So then there's a difference whether we're going to measure the tchum from the houses or from the wall, because there's a difference. So zakta mishabura, it's einam yusheves kula rachoma, it's not settled all the way up into the wall. So then if it was hukva v'yachak yoshva, we measure the tchum in mekom yishivasta. Sivkotan and dalet pirish, lo yimdor me'achoma, we don't measure from the wall, element apatim, rather we measure from the houses. Uladas haramola el besif, hey, no sin la od shivim amos v'shirayim. According to the Ramah that said, you always give an extra 70 amos and change. So here also, when you're measuring from the houses, you'll first give the 70 amos and change, and then you'll measure in 2,000 amos. Shachoma zo eino chashuva l'shavya kula ka'arba amos. This wool that was not made for dira purposes is not considered chashiv to make the whole area enclosed into one section of Dalet Amos. Shalahuk for Ladira, because it was not surrounded for dwelling purposes. Shanas is Kodem Yeshivasa, because the wall was put up before the houses were settled in, before the houses were built. Imlo Sheyesh Bachoma Beis Dira, unless, of course, in the wall or right next to the wall, there would be a house, a Beis Dira. Vehi Besoch Shivim Amma Vishiraim Lishivas Bata Yair, and that Beis Dira would be within 70 Amos and change from the city, then Mitzarefes Ima. So if there would be a house by the wall that's within 70 Amos and change from the other house of the city, it's an extension of the city, and you'd measure from that house, which would really mean measuring from the wall. Otherwise, you would measure all the way back from where the houses are. As opposed to the last case, if it was Yoshva first, and then it was Hukva, then you measure from the wall. Says the Mishaburis of Katan, Heyafilu Achoma Racho Kabi Merabatim. Again, even if the wall is very far away from the houses, still, you're going to measure from the wall, the Kevan Shehukva Achakach, since it was surrounded by a wall after it was settled in, Nikri Hukva Fladira, that is considered walled for dwelling purposes. The Chom Asha Besocha Choshev Kabi Amos, and everything inside of that wall will be counted like 4 Amos. Once again, according to the Ramah that we had in Sefei, Nosim lo mitchila hashivim amav shirayim michutz lachoma, we would first give the city 70 amos and change from the wall, v'achakach moded in lo halpayim, and then we would first measure the 2,000 amos from there. That is the end of Siman Shin Tzadi Ches, and now we begin Shin Tzadi Tes, b'amem moded in atchum, and with what do you measure the tchum? Umekom amedida, in the place of the measuring, umihu amodid, and who does the measuring? Many details about the measuring of the tchum. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, ein modidin tchum ha'ir elo bechevel shel pishtun. Interesting, you only measure a tchum with a rope made out of linen, shel chamishim amma. You use a 50 amma rope made out of pishtun, lo pachos, not any smaller shun nimtach biyoser, because it is going to get stretched out too much. Velo aruch yoser, and not too long, mipnei she'ena nimtach karoy. If it's too long, it's not going to be stretched out properly, and that also will not be a valid measurement. So it has to be exactly 50 amma rope of pishta, not longer and not shorter. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, shel pishtan. The after ein locha yofel limida mishal shelo shel barzel. Even though in truth there's nothing better for measuring than using some kind of chain of iron, kach kiblu chazal. This is what chazal or makabel the bechevel shel pishtan modin, that we measure with a rope of pishtan midiksiv, as it's written in Yecheskel, upesil pishtan biyado. He has a rope, a wick of pishtan in his hands. So that is how chazal learned that you use a rope of pishtan. Sevkatan beis lapachos v'chuli, because if you use a rope that is less, it's going to be nimtach biyoser, it's going to stretch out too much. V'nimtza shir atchum yoser me'alpayim, if you use it too small, and it's stretched, it really goes beyond the amount, and you're really going to go beyond 2,000 amos. V'chein lehepach, and so to the opposite way, ba'aruch yoser me'chamishim, if you're going to use a rope that is more than 50 amos, she'iesher lemotcho mipnei kovdo, that gets heavier, and it's harder to stretch it out, nimtza atom mekatzer b'shir atchumim. It's going to turn out that your tchum is really less, because you're not stretching out that chevel as long as it should be stretched out. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis, Im yesh nohar lefonav lesov shivim v'chamesh amma. If there is a river in front of you that is beyond 75 amos, v'achar shemodad chamishim amma, after you measure the first 50 amos of the tchum, chozer l'achorav esrim v'chamesh amma. So from the city, or from where you're measuring, 75 amos later, there's a river. So you first measure the first 50 amos with the rope, then you go back 25 amos, and then you measure from there till the river. That way you have a full rope of 50 amos till the river. So again, you have from the beginning of the tchum till the river 75 amos, you measure with your rope 50, you go back 25 and measure again the other 50, you get up to the nahar. Says the Mishabura Sibkatan Gimel Nahar, Shu Rochav Yoser Me Esem V'chamesh Amo. We're talking about a river that is wider than 25 amos. The Imhu Rak Esem V'chamesh, because if the river was exactly 25 amos wide, so then you wouldn't have to do this. Halo Efsher Lahavliya Biyachad Im Esem V'chamesh Alayad Bosha B'cheva Shechamishim Amo. So then it would be perfect. You'd measure 50 on the ground, and then the next 25 on the ground, then 25 in the river, you'd have another 50, it'd be perfect. You only have to do this idea that the Mechaber is saying, because the river is wider than 25, so from where the first 50 ends, you can't go from there to the other side of the river, because it's going to be beyond 50. So therefore you have to go back, do the 50 more on the dry land, and then do it over the river. Sivkotan dalet ara nohar, v'achar kach yimdot b'chevel zeh, and afterwards you'll measure with this rope, misvas hanor hazeh, from this edge of the river, ara chorei evra hasheni min hanor, to the other side of the river. Again, v'chol zeh manor masig rara chamishim amma, this trick only works if the river is up to 50 amos. So then if you start by the beginning of the river, you could be mavuya, you could swallow up the whole river, and then some of the dry land afterwards, that's because it's less than 50. The imhu roch of yoser mechamishim amma, it's much more complicated if the river is more than 50 amos. For that, ayin Yerushalmi b'keitza ma'adrin, look in the Yerushalmi for how we do that. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, yosem achevel keneged libo. When the two people are holding the rope to measure, they hold it across on their hearts, v'yimtochenu b'chol kocho, and they stretch it with all their might. Says the Mishaburus of Kotanei Kenegalibo, Kovalo Chachomim Mokom Losom Kenegda Rosh Yachevel. Chazal established a place where you have to place the Chevel, the edge of the Chevel on the two sides. Shalo Yitain Zek Keneged Savaro, so one person wouldn't hold it by his neck, Vizek Keneged Raglev, and one would hold it Keneged his legs. The Chevel Miskatzer, and then the 50 Amos Chevel is not really measuring 50 Amos because it's losing part of the 50 Amos in the diagonal. The Atchumen Mismatin Al Yidei Zeh, that would limit the area that you're allowed to walk because you're taking 50 Amos but you're measuring on a slant, so that wouldn't be good. So they made a set amount that everyone should hold it by their hearts, and that way it goes in a straight line. If you look in the Bir Halacha, the Vermaskel Yosem Achevel Kneged Libo, he says, I am the Shabura, the I am the Chedushi Aritzvah Shekosov. It's lav dafka, they both have to hold it across in their hearts. You could also put it down on the ground. The main point over here is that he shouldn't be holding it in two different places where it's not going to be straight. But mali, if you're both holding it across from your heart or you're lying it down on the ground, as long as it's straight, that is going to be okay. So says the Ritva. Continues the Mishaburus of Katan Vav. They both stretch it b'chol kocho mishum de machbid be'emtza, because it weighs down in the middle otherwise. The eino nimtach karoin, it won't get stretched out properly. Im lo sheim tachenu b'chol kocho, unless your mom is stretching it. 50 amos is very long. It's 75 to 100 feet. It's a very long rope. If you don't stretch it snug, you don't tighten it, it's going to be sagging and it's going to limit the amount that you're allowed to walk for the tchum. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalud, Lo yimdod ela keneged ha'ir. When you're measuring the tchum from the city, you only measure the tchum across from the city. Afilu im yesh harim v'ge'oyos kenegda. Even if there are mountains or valleys across from the city, you still measure there. Lo yelech mekenegda bitzida. You don't move to the sides. Shehu yashar, where it's straight and it's flat land, v'yimdod sham, and measure there. V'yachzor keneged ha'ir l'fimida shemadat sham. You don't move to the side so you could avoid the mountains and the valleys, measure there, and then come back. You don't do that. You just go straight from where the cities are. Ela yindur keneged ha'ir. We'll see how we deal with the mountains and the valleys. But you don't avoid mountains and valleys by moving to the side, measuring flat land, and then coming back. You have to do the measuring across from the city. And when you reach a mountain, so imhu kol kach zokuf, if it is such a steep mountain, she'im yorido chuta mishkoles meirosho, that you would drop down a plumb line, like in picture number 3. If you would drop down this plumb line from the top, lo yisrachek mekenegdo, it would not move away from across from it, ulamata bishipulo arba amos. As you see in the picture, if it's so steep that it will not be 4 amos away, and the plumb line will drop down, so it's so steep, oz ein tzorach limdod hayerida v'ha'aliyah. Then you don't even have to worry about the going up and the going down of the mountain, since it is so steep, it's not taking up so much area. Ela im yesh misha birosho. Only if there's some flat land on top of the mountain, then you'll have to just measure that part. V'im ein mishor berosho, if there is no flat land on top of the mountain, ein amodei klal, you skip the mountain totally. So again, if it's a very steep mountain, we don't worry about the distance over the height, because it's less than 4 amos, like we see in the picture. So then you could ignore that going up and going down of the mountain. Just if there's some flat land on top, you want to factor that in. If there's nothing flat on top, it's just a very steep going up and a very steep going down, you could skip the mountain totally. V'im chut misrachik mekenegdo arba amos. But if the plumb line would go out beyond 4 amos, it wasn't so steep, umislakid asora mitoch hamesh, and the slope of the mountain would be that over a span of walking 5 amos, you would go up 10 tfachim. If that's the steepness, that's the slope of the mountain, tahainu shebehilo chamesh amos, over the span of walking a distance of 5 amos, shel shipua ola asar tvachim, the slope is going to go up 10 tvachim. Oz roim, then we look at it. In ein misvaso el svaso el chamishim ama. If you recognize and you see that the whole mountain from one end to another is going to be less than 50 amos, remember we're measuring with a 50 ama rope, so that's very easy. So mavlio bachevel shel chamishim ama. So then we're going to swallow up the entire mountain with this rope of 50 amos. How do you do that? You put the rope on top of a tall piece of wood on this edge of the mountain. And another big piece of wood with a rope on top of it, the other end of the rope, on the other edge of the mountain. You stretch out the rope on top, like in picture number 7, that's how you're mavliya the mountain. You're basically avoiding the mountain and measuring as if it's flat land, because the 50 amma rope can take care of the entire mountain. But if the mountain is bigger than that, then you can't just swallow it up with a 50 amma rope. So then, then you take another rope that's only 4 amos. And this is what you do. And this is going to be picture number 9. One person stands by the foot of the mountain, Lamata, the echel lamala menu berichak arba amos, and one stays higher up on the mountain, 4 amos away. The nose in atatun achevel keneged libo, the bottom one places the rope across from his heart, the ha'ayon keneged raglov, and the upper one holds the rope by his feet, like in picture number 9. The ula atatun lamokum shomed ha'ayon, and the bottom guy goes and stands where the upper guy was. The ha'ayon ula arba amos, and then the top person goes up 4 more amos. And you measure again with the rope that is 4 amos. And that's what you do until you measure the whole mountain. If it's more steep than that, instead of overwalking 5 amos, you go 10 high. If it's more steep and you only 4 amos that you walk, it goes already 10 high. So then Chazal was more lenient. Then they didn't require you to take these long poles and mavliya the whole mountain. They didn't require that. Ella, Rather, if it's only a 50 amma mountain, you just estimate the distance from one end of the mountain to the other. You don't have to measure it all. But if it's more than 50 amos, then you would measure it this same way with the rope of 4 amos. So that is how we measure the mountains. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin Lo Yelech Mekenegdo. We said, don't move away from where the city is to avoid the mountains and valleys. Hatam, the reason is, Delefa'amim Yesh Keneged Ha'ir Harim V'Ge'ayos. Because sometimes across from the city there are mountains and valleys like we're discussing. She Yesh Lo Lekader. Lekader is like piercing through. That's the case that we just discussed of the 4 amma rope. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Olimdo Medidi Yafa, or do a proper measurement. Okay, look, like we'll see later. So therefore, you shouldn't avoid it. This is the way you're supposed to measure it. Don't go to the side of the city, Bitsida Shu Yasher, that beyond the area of the city where it's going to be straight, the Aftal Kamam B'Siv Vav Kosav, even though we're going to see next time, in Siv Vav, the Mechaber writes, Dikishihigia Lahar O Legai, that if you reach a mountain or a valley, the Einu Yachal Lavlio, and you can't swallow it up, Mutter Lelech Menatzad. Later on, the Mechaber is going to say, in fact, you do go to the side. So it's a stira. So, Kan Mairi Dahagai Lahar Eino Rochav Kokach. Here we're discussing where the mountain or valley is not so wide. V'yocho Lahavlio B'hachevel Shachamishim Amma. And you're able to swallow it up with the rope of 50 amos. Elo Shurotza Leilech V'lindo Miratzad. But you want to just go to the side. Shenoach Lo Yoser. That's a little bit easier. Kidei Shalei Yitzarech Lazeh. You want to avoid the problems, so saying don't avoid the problems. So he's being machad between here, where we say you can't go to the sides, and vav, that you could go to the sides. He says over here, we're talking about a case where you could swallow up the mountain, you just want to make your life easier to do that, you can't do that. We'll have to see why that case is different. This chiluk is not really so pashut. Our sif is not only talking about where it's 50, we discussed the other case also, but that's the chiluk that the Mishnah Berurah says over here, b'shem d'prisha. Sif katan tes, ele yimdod keneged ha'ir. Rather, instead of going beyond the sides of the city, you measure across from the city. But still, im keneged ha'ir gufa, if across from the city itself, yesh mikom mishor below harim v'geayos, if there's places across from the city where it is more flat, tzorech lindor b'mokom ha'mishor, then you, in fact, you should measure, and you need to measure in a place where it's flat. When we say don't go to a place where it's flat and then come back, it means don't go beyond the confines of the city. But if within the borders of the city, measuring outside of the city, you can find a place where it doesn't have a mountain, avada, you should go there. When we said don't go there, it meant don't go beyond the area of the city to measure, then come back. But if it's within the confines of the size of the city, then you should go there. Again, if the mountain was very steep, that the plumb line falls down there within 4 amos, so then we said you can skip the measuring of the yerida and the aliyah. Rotzalomar means to say, Sheyimdod Hamishor Shelamalu Levad. You'll just measure the top part of the mountain that is flat. V'atam, the reason is, Kevon Shehu Zokov Ma'od, since it's very steep, Shein Rochav Ashipua Ki'im Pachos Mi'arba Amos, that the slope is so steep, the whole slope of the mountain is less than 4 amos distance. V'gam Kosha Laso Shom Kidur. And it's going to be very hard to do Kidur on such a steep mountain. What's Kidur like we discussed before? Hainu Masha Echad Omei Biragli Ahar Ve'echad Lomala Mavur Lakamei. Kidur is what we discussed at the end of the Sif, where one is on the bottom of the mountain, one's a little bit higher. So if it's not so steep, so two people could be standing on the mountain. But if it's so steep, it's very difficult to do that. And therefore, that's another reason why we don't require to do that. So Bishipua Katzer Kazei Kilubo Shalu Yindur Hashipua Klal. So when it's such a small slope, but such a steep slope, Chazal were lenient, you could skip the slope altogether, just measure what's on top. Sivkotan Yud Aleph, Ola Asara Tfachim. We said the steepness would be that walking over a span of 5 amos, you reach a height of 10, so then you have to take it very seriously, and you see if you can swallow up the mountain. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Yud Aleph, Beshetach Gova, in the area of the height. Us Rowans, if cutting your base, we see if the mountain is pretty much less than 50 amos, then you swallow it up. But Salomar, Dafka Bishipua Zeshu Noach Lehiloch, Dafka with this kind of slope that's over 5 amos, you go 10 Tfachim high, then we say that it's, we're gonna do this. Dafka Bishipua Zeshu Noach Lehiloch, where it's easy to walk. Lefikach Modin Oslai Deavloa, then we measure it through the swallowing up with the high sticks and the rope on top of it. Which is not the case if it's more steep. As we saw at the end of the sif, if it goes 10 tfachim over a span of only 4 amos, it's not so easy to walk on that mountain because it's so steep. So, then you don't have to measure it. You could just make an estimation. Like we saw at the end of the sif. You swallow up the mountain with a rope of 50 amos. Perish. It means to say, Mavliya Hashipua, you swallow up the slope. And you're basically only measuring it as if it was flat ground from the bottom of the mountain to the other bottom of the mountain. The Mechaber explains how exactly you measure this. You stand up a high piece of wood. If the mountain is narrow in its width, then you would not need to stand up these pieces of wood. You would just move away from the mountain to the side. And you'll measure on the flat land. So again, it's only if it's very wide, you can't go on the side, still in the area of the city. So then you have to make these big poles. But if you just go on the side of the mountain, because this mountain's very small, so then you don't have to get these long poles and you're lifting up high with the rope on top. You can just measure it straight away on the ground and you're good to go. Sivkotan Tesvav. We said if you can't be Mavliya with the Chevel Shechamishim, so then you have to do this other idea with the four Am Chevel. We're talking about a case where the mountain is very long. And it doesn't get any smaller than 50 amos. Even within the 2,000 amos of both sides of the city, it doesn't get less than 50 amos. It's mamish, a big mountain range that goes across not only the city, but even the tchum on both sides of the city to the north and to the south. The Ilav Hachi. Because if that was not the case, as we pointed out before, that we're going to see soon in Sivav, if you're able just to go around, so you go around. We're talking about a case where you have no Eitza of going around, so then you have to do this Havla over the mountain. When you can't be Mavliya, so we said the higher person has the rope across from his feet. By doing this, that one person on the bottom is having the rope across from his heart and the upper person has the rope across from his feet, you accomplish the following, that you're lessening the slope of each four amos, half the height of a person from his heart to his feet. So that's what you're doing by the lower one holding it by his heart and the upper one holding it by his feet. We're avoiding the height of the person and we are getting a little bit smaller the slope in terms of the measurements. We use a rope of four amos. This is like we discussed before. Again, one person stands on the bottom of the mountain. Look in the Bir Alocha where we bring down that there's some poskim hold. That even in a case like this, I mean, the Mechaber said at the end, if it's too steep, because it's over a span of 4 amos, it reaches the height of 10 tefachim, so then we said if it's about 50, then you estimate it. Less than 50, we say you have to measure it. Some say no, even less than 50, it's enough to do it by estimation. You could just do an estimation, levad alone, since it is sloping 10 tefachim high over a span of 4 amos. I'd like to just read one more Bir Alocha. On the very bottom of Reish Samach Vav, we discussed in the Mechaber, if it reaches a height of 10 tefachim over 5 amos, so it's not so steep, then you could do this kiddur, you could do the havla, you do the kiddur, you do all the measuring that we discussed in the sif. If it's steeper, because you reach a height of 10 tefachim over 4 amos, so then you could do estimations. What about it? You go the opposite way. What if it's only reaching a height of 10 tefachim over 6 amos? It's even less steep. So that's what the Bir Alocha discusses over here. The imislaktim. B'toch Shisha, it reaches a height of 10 tefachim over 6. I'm on the last Bir Alocha, the B'maskel Mislakit Asar Mitoch Hamesh. Says the Bir Alocha, the Imislaktim Mitoch Shisha, if it only reaches a height of 10 over a span of 6 amos, Shenoach Ahar Ma'ud Lehiloch, then it's very not steep, it's very easy to walk on it. Das HaRashba, the opinion of the Rashba is, Shebazem Modei Rahar Kishar Karka Chaloka, you measure it regular. as if it's flat ground. The Rav Magid leans to say that the Rambam also holds this way. So the poskim seem to say, says the Bralacha, that if it's more, if it's less steep than the 5 amos, meaning it's 6 amos, you have to walk 6 amos till you reach a height of 10, that's considered like regular flat ground, and you measure it the same way that you measure any other area of the tchum. We'll stop here and continue with Shem next time with Siv Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.